Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman, hope you well this morning, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, everything is fine. Just woke up. Well, alhamdulillah, yes. How's South Africa?
Alhamdulillah. It's pretty cold here, some places. It's going to -2, -3. Other areas even worse than that, but alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Allah is great. And that's why we say alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Gee.
Yeah, yesterday in the Lahore, it was 45
degrees.
45 with the real feel of 47.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going through a few of our older, you know, podcasts. So I was listening to the beginnings of one of them, and it said, you said to us, it's quite hot here. But so I said, yeah, you're still sounding strong for the heat wave that's there. So in there you said, please, yeah, just talk to me in June, July, then you'll know all about it. So now it's... So, do you know all about it now?
Yeah, I know all about it now. Especially this morning when it said that the next 3 days will be a heat wave all over Pakistan. And it's been in the mid-30s and 40s for the last, like, 2 weeks. Talking about now the heat wave is coming. Well, what was this before?
Yeah. And I'm sure for, like, you're just in your mid-40s, so it's not so bad for you.
Yeah, okay.
I was speaking about heat, not age.
Yeah, it's just too much. But alhamdulillah, like you said, alhamdulillah. Yeah. We're happy. It's better than that. Some people are complaining, and I said, would you rather be here with in Gaza? And then everybody shuts up. I said, okay, let's keep it real. Okay, we're very fortunate.
So, Mufti Saab, there's a few things we need to speak about. One is the Medellin ship, and that got stopped yesterday. And the latest information with regards to that is they have taken it to the Ashdod. They've escorted it there and the port of Ashdod, and they've taken all of the passengers, the crew members. The one that they've spoken about is the main member, and that is that Greta Thunberg. So she's been detained. They're having a court case this morning. And we know the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah, Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that to enter Islam, you need to be a Muslim. But when it comes to aid, then Allah azza wa jal will aid this deen bi rajulil fajir, even with a fajir person. And when you see the commentators, they mention who was this fajir person, because fajir could be also mean a Muslim who is totally filled with sin, doesn't care, bother whether he's making his sins apparent or not, as we see in these days. Allah protect us. So this person was a munafiq, wasn't a Muslim, munafiq, and his name was Quzman, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum saw him fighting so bravely. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, he's from the fire of Jahannam. And people was curious to know now, how would this brave man end up in the fire of Jahannam? Because look how he's fighting. So that's when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the statement that Allah assists this deen through even a person who is a fajr. So we see the likes of Abu Talib as well, didn't that die as a Muslim, as the Kufar Shia say, but he did assist the deen. He assisted in granting that protection to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you do get these people, they are well wishers for Muslims, well wishers just on the humanitarian cause, looking out there to see these people starving. Let's see how we can get in aid. People, countries like Pakistan, countries like, you name it, Jordan, the rest. You look at Saudi Arabia. One thing that I must admit to is MBS on the second day of Hajj, he did mention the Brothers of Palestine. So now the West is taking it like, how could he say something like he said some big major sin or something of that sort. So we'll give him that much, and we ask Allah to change his heart so that he can, like Umar radiallahu anhu and the rest, such brave individuals who were going, but Allah changed their hearts at the right time, and then they became a source of benefit for the deen. So we hope, exactly. And if that is not written out for them, Allah must destroy these people. But the point of the matter here is these people took that courage and they said, let's go in and let's go and see what we can do. And these IDF terrorists, they came in and they then surrounded the ship and they sprayed some say it's skunk water, but this water causes major damages to the eyes, to the skin and all of this here. So what the crew members did was they pre-recorded certain audios and the rest. And they said, if you listening to this, know and understand well, they have detained us, they've taken away our phones, we cannot get to you. So this year has gone viral, the world is seeing it, people from different countries, as you've seen, Australia, the rest, coming out and saying, how could they do this? They were just 185 kilometers away from Gaza. So this year is one of the issues that we need to speak about, inshallah. And Mufti Saab, what's your take on this as well? You can share with us a few points.
Like you just said, the tide seems to be turning a little bit. People are able to find out what's going on. They can see the true colors of Israel. And that's never happened before. But of course, Israel has tried its best to control the narrative.
Mm.
And I was listening, and they said that I forgot how many reporters have been killed. I think 200 reporters have been killed. International reporters have been killed in trying to cover the story. And international reporters are not allowed in Gaza or near Gaza. Okay? Because Israel wants to control everything. So with this social media and these independent stations and programs, the word is getting out and it is not dying down. It's a good thing. Allah is bringing His hope this way. Okay? And I keep believing that with all this bombing that Israel is doing and everything, it makes me understand even better now the hadith about a Muslim is the Jew behind me. When the trees and the rocks are talking to the Muslim, there's a Jew behind me, come kill him.
Hmm.
Okay? If you're alive now, if you will be alive when that happens, then you'll understand it even more. Okay? And you'll be ready to kill. Okay? On the surface, that hadith just, okay, it sounds nice if you're Muslim, it sounds like a nice thing. But now when you see for a year and a half how they've been bombing at Gaza, and there's nothing left but rubble. There's nothing left but stones, okay, and so a few trees, right? Mm-hmm. And so now those trees saw what happened. Those rocks saw what happened in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And when the time comes that that final war comes and Netanyahu is here and everything, and the fighting against the Jews, and it says, oh, come kill this Jew. Yes, if that person who's Muslim was alive, like right now what is happening, or they read about it, and growing up, they read about what happened in Gaza. They're going to be very willing to kill the Jew. Even non-Muslims are becoming just too upset and emotionally upset that they don't like what's being done. You don't treat animals the way they treated the people.
Mm.
Okay, you kill them, you starve them, you take the water away from them, and then you set up a fake aid group that okay, the Muslims can go to this site and get food, and when they get there, you shoot them down.
Mm.
And not private citizens, the army is shooting them down. I mean, if anybody can read about this, how can you just, you know, not feel any compassion to the oppressor?
Mm.
To the oppressed.
Yes. And as you said, part of this also is, there's few things we need to mention here. Let's first do it in stages. So the first is when they detained these individuals, there were 12 on the crew. So what they did was yesterday, they said, okay, let's play for you a movie. So we know what movie is all about. It's making you believe what's impossible. You'll watch it and it's as if though you've seen it, you believe in it now. People will tell you crazy things. Where you saw it? I saw it in a movie. So that doesn't make the movie. That's far from the reality. And that's why they call it the Dajjali box, because when the Dajjal comes, it's going to show you such impossible things that no, you didn't see it in reality, but you did see it in a movie or something. So you'll start to believe these things. So they put you into that fake world. So what they've done is, as soon as they got hold of these individuals, they put them in a room and they said, come, we're going to play for you all the videos. Of course, propaganda. And you know at what high levels their propaganda works at. Someone made an interesting statement over the weekend who's been to China many times. They said that, yes, Chinese, they have their wrongs and whatever it is, but if you see China and you compare it to America, and if you see China today, it makes America look like a third country. But why don't you know this? Because the news and the internet does not tell you this here, unless you go into it and you really see. But no TV or channel is just going to tell you how great China is or how they've advanced so to what levels. That is why America is dealing with them so much. And they can say they're putting down tariffs because they're making so much money. China is making a lot of money from America because America is purchasing a lot of their products. And so many things right. like this here. But nonetheless, so they put them in this room. They showed them all of this propaganda machines. And they thought perhaps these people, you know, they'll now stand up for Israel and say that, okay, Hamas is the terrorists and all of that. But these people, it seems to me, they knew what they're getting into. They came well prepared. One individual, he came in 2018 as well with a similar mission. And he got stopped and detained and the rest. So they knew what they're getting into. So a person who's going to do such a thing like this is not someone who's still in doubt, trying to figure out who's right, who's wrong. They know who's right. And that's the only thing that's going to push you towards this. So I don't think the movie has worked out too well. So then they said, okay, this morning they took them to court. And there's a court case currently as we speak for these particular individuals. And the world, as you've said, has seen. This is the reality. Israel is collapsing. America is collapsing, which we'll speak about now in a moment.
Yeah, they're experts at the brainwashing. Especially America was when they had the Iranian hostage situation in 1980. And then other situations before then and after then. We always hear in America that there were some hostages, American hostages taken by a foreign country or like the Al-Qaeda or something like this. They would be brought, before they were brought home to America, they were sent to Wiesbaden, West Germany. Okay, Wiesbaden, West Germany. And they always said they were taken to Wiesbaden for debriefing.
Hmm.
What do you mean debriefing? These people weren't in the military. These are, you know, regular civilian people. But later we found out that meant propaganda. That means they were sat down by the government and told, you know, don't say this when we get back. Don't say that. You've been brainwashed by the, especially if the hostages had good things to say about the people that captured them. When they were captured by the Iranians, and some came back and they praised how the hostages kept them very nice. And you heard some of this about Taliban, okay, when they had captured, I think, Ivan Ridley and others. They came back and said Taliban treated them very well and what have you. Mm. Those type of people were always taken to West Germany and debriefed by the government. They were re-brainwashed. Mm. Okay, you got the wrong idea, buddy. We're the good people, they're the enemy. You can't agree with anything that the enemy says. So this is how Israel is doing, reprogramming the people. Mm. All right, they're like debriefing them. And then, okay, that didn't work. Okay, now we'll take them to trial. And now we'll put them in jail. Mm.
Yes. And that was exactly what Firaun did. He said, are you accepting the sustainer of Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam before I instructed you? So then he tried to persuade them in that manner. When that wasn't working, okay, now let's cut off your limbs. And these are the threats they use. But the same procedure, the same, if you look at it, the same kind of personalities, just different names. Just to look at Los Angeles quickly, you've seen the rioting that is happening there in Los Angeles. Heard about it. When I looked at certain images, it had tires burning and rocks on the road on these websites of theirs. And I was shocked. They said, is this South Africa or is it America? Because we see this so many times on our streets, on our roads. You'll just see, you can't cross the road because they've decided to burn tires and rocks. So I said, is America following South Africa now with all of these things? Tires burning, rocks on the road, people screaming wildly, going crazy. I mean, this year is Los Angeles we're speaking about. Isn't this also a portion of Hollywood and all of this, where all of these things, they were in fire. Oh, they were experiencing all those wildfires not so long ago. And also one of the Rothschild members, family members, which they claimed that, no, he wasn't so close with the real Rothschild people and that. But he nonetheless also, there was a fire on his house on a separate occasion. So L.A., Los Angeles is going through all of this. I mean, they've called in 700 Marines just to assist in this. And as we've been speaking about the propaganda machines, yesterday there were reporters just reporting innocently, not saying anything bad or evil or nothing, just innocently saying what's happening to Los Angeles. And they, the reporters for major news outlets, were getting shot with rubber bullets, and they've just been, you could hear them screaming all of a sudden. 1 minute reporting, next second just screaming. Why? Is it because is this now a stain on America which the world is not supposed to know? Well, what you do to others gets done to you.
Of course it is. They say the first casualty of war is the truth. Hmm. Okay, so you kill the truth sayer, the one who's speaking the truth, you kill him first. Okay, and that's what reporters are doing. Prior to the Vietnam War, you never knew what was going on in war. Hmm. Okay, in Vietnam War, some reporters were allowed to go over there and all the atrocities that, not all, but some atrocities America was doing over there, made the light of day, and that helped to end the war because of the poor public opinion back in America about what was going on. But this is a direct result of your friend, Donald Trump. Okay,
he's our.
You don't see it like I see it, okay? Mm. L.A. is a Democratic area, okay? And Trump is Republican, okay? And Trump is definitely a supporter, and his fan base and voting base are white conservative males who don't like anything other than white. Okay, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant for the most part. Okay, they don't like gays, they don't like Jews, they don't like Catholics, they especially don't like black and Hispanic. Now, this area is full of blacks and Hispanics, okay, especially Mexicans.
Yes.
Okay, and they didn't vote for Trump.
Yes.
Okay, what is said is, and Trump wants this fight, okay. The troops have not been sent in, the American troops have not been sent into an American city since I was 10 years old, since 1965. I remember that, okay? He wants to fight the Democrat, the governor is a Democrat, and the mayor of Los Angeles is a Democrat, okay? And Trump is a Republican, and he's showing them up. All right, they're ready to bring in the state troopers, okay, to handle the case. But Trump first he brought in the I forgot what they call it, but now he's bringing the Marines, and Marines are trained to kill. Okay, National Guard. First he brought in the National Guard, and now he's bringing in the Marines. And again, the Marines are tougher than an army, and they're trained to kill. And they're not being brought there to capture or, you know, arrest immigrants. They're there to arrest American citizens whose only crime was they voted against Trump. And that's exactly how I see it. Okay? If this was a Republican state, a Republican city, okay, he would have never sent the army in there. Never. Okay, but Trump is that type of fighter, fighting with Elon Musk, fighting with China, putting tariffs on everybody. It's another fight, but this is a political fight. This is an inside America political Republican Democrat fight. Okay, and that's how I see it. Okay, what I heard was that we have this ICE, huh? It was called ICE, and that's the group, immigration and something, that that's arresting all the illegal people, okay, and sending them back to their countries, all right? So a worker of, a government worker who worked for ICE, Descanto, got fired, okay? So he called in anonymously, he called in a tip that there were some illegals in a certain building or area. Now, just one or two days before, that area was raided. And, of course, you know, the people don't like it. But they did their job, and they got the people out. Now, the government agency comes back again, just one or two days later, okay, looking for some people. And that caused the local people to get more upset. Listen, you were just here yesterday, man. Why are you coming back again? We gave it to everybody, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And so people started gathering around these people arresting from ICE, who call them ICE, I-C-E, I forgot what it means. First word is immigration, I think, though. As they're trying to arrest more people, the locals are getting upset, and they're standing around, and they're calling names, and so the ICE starts throwing tear gas and other things at the citizens, all right? And these are not immigrants. These are American citizens, born and raised there, okay? But they're just not white, and they're also not Republican. When tear gas was thrown at them and other things to get them under control, they threw it back. They threw it back at the, you know, officers. And so they escalated it. Every step it escalated. And yeah, they started putting people, cars on fire, things like that. So this is where it's wrong. So now, when did Trump decide to send in the Marines? When American citizen, which is his right, okay, he burned the American flag.
Oh, no.
Okay? Trump went crazy.
Yes.
That's when he wanted to say.
How could you?
This is what you don't hear about. Okay?
Yes.
All right? What? A piece of paper. Okay? piece of cloth. He burnt it. And it's protected under freedom of speech. If you want to, you can burn a flag. But, oh boy, why would a minority, a black or Hispanic, burn an American flag in America and not expect repercussions? But this is what you have. This is what you have, my brother.
Yeah. We've seen all sorts of flags being used as toilet papers and the rest. Israeli, they've invented. Whether they did or not. But not, yeah. And yeah, it's good to see this happening. As you say in Urdu, kar ke chiraag lag gayi, kar ke aag lag gayi, kar ke chiraag se. The fire started in the person's home. It wasn't outside, it was in the home, in America. This is where this all had started. So there was other issues we needed to speak about, Abu Shabaab and the rest. I'm sure you've heard of him. And that's also exposed exposed this whole idea of ISIS ties. But we'll speak about that, inshallah, tomorrow. Mufti Saab, jazakullah khairan for your insight. And we appreciate it. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa salam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.